Outer Rim Holomag, I'm Lana Slock, and you're listening to Beings of the Galaxy. It was a random, hot and humid afternoon when Dell dragged me to the tattoo parlor as a way to procrastinate studying for our interplanetary economics exam. The other OCU students had congregated at the lake to cool off, but we jumped in Dell's speeder and zipped down the streets to a great tattoo artist she had found on the HoloNet. This spontaneous decision was not an unusual one for Dell. See, she came from a long line of impulsive adrenaline seekers. From the moment I met her, Dell would drag me off on wild adventures across Crastily. She made me feel like a newcomer on my own home world, finding excitement at every corner. And she gave me my favorite kind of gift, stories. I had fully planned on passively supporting Dell as she got her tattoo, but she wouldn't accept that. And so, there I was, sitting in the small lobby of Tovo's tattoo parlor, swiping through a datapad with hollows of Tovo's work. Dell knew exactly what she wanted. A Convor's wings, her favorite animal, on her back. Fitting, I thought. Dell went first, which gave me another hour or so to keep thinking about what I would get. I wanted something with meaning, something important to me. If it was going to be on my skin forever, it couldn't be some random art in this datapad. Nami. The word materialized in my mind. It's a Leptin word, the native language of my mother's ancestors. Nami. What's it mean? Dell asked, wincing as Toho's needle tracked down her spine. Storyteller, I responded. My mother had the word painted and framed and hung in the living room of our home. It was the name given to the first Leptin storyteller, whose first tale was that of the Great Rebellion thousands of years ago. Reminds me of this one, Tovo chimed in. She showed me the Rebel Alliance symbol inked on her forearm. She'd gotten it at Starboard Tattoos on Coruscant from a man named Kip. Her Pantoran friend, one she met while serving in the Rebellion, told her about Kip having received the same tattoo from him. Tovo got a tattoo of her own the next time she was in Coruscant. The next time I was on Coruscant, many years had passed, and I had forgotten all about Kip and Tovo and the tattoo. That is, until work took me into the Arts District and past a tattoo parlor, past Starboard Tattoos. Immediately, I remembered. I walked into the empty parlor. A man sat at the counter, sketching on a datapad. Kip. I showed him my wrist and told him about Tovo, how she had come to him to get a Rebel Alliance tattoo. Kip laughed, remembering. You want to hear a story? He asked me. Before I could respond, his next appointment arrived. I told Kip I could come back later, but he shook his head and handed me the datapad. Entry 313, that's when it all began. Then Kip led the customer to the back, and I sat down in the lobby and hit play.
This is not at all how my day was supposed to end, Q. I was locking up for the night when they came in. Well, came in is too nice a way to put it. They stumbled in, actually. Very drunk. Or high. Probably both. I tried to tell them that we were closed, but either they didn't hear me, or they chose not to care. There were four of them. Two humans, male and female. A male Twi'lek, and a female Pantoran. The Twi'lek, the tallest of the group, walked right up to the counter while his friends perused the parlor, giggling with each other. He winked at me and smirked before saying, "We're with the Rebellion!" Well, that cleared things up immediately. The Emperor had been dead not even a week, but going off of the celebrations that still raged wildly outside, you would have assumed the war had been won a few hours ago. I opened my mouth to respond, but he turned to his friends, repeating the words. Well, no, shouting them. "We're with the Rebellion!" His friends cheered, their joy almost curing my sour mood. "You said that already," I told him, but the Twi'lek turned back to me, shaking his head, eyes glistening. With tears? Was he about to cry? When had this man ever been able to shout those words as loudly as he just had? Those four words were treasonous, if said to the wrong person, but brought endless hope when said to the lost. I'm neither. I lived on Coruscant. The war was experienced through the holoscreens across this parlor. A customer would gasp here and there whenever a reporter mentioned the latest atrocity committed that day. Sure, there were riots and protests every so often in the city, but for the most part, we lived normal lives. It is a big city with a lot of people. But as I looked at these rebels, it struck me how very different lives we've led. All of them wore relatively plain clothing, but sewn onto their jackets, the Alliance crest, bright red. They weren't afraid to be rebels now. They were heroes, liberators. Why not wear that with pride on their clothing? Well, not just their clothing, their skin as well. The Pantoran walked up to the counter and stood next to the Twi'lek. She smiled brightly at me and then said, "We want tattoos of this." She pointed to the crest on her shoulder. "We're actually closing for the night," I tried to fight back.
"Oh, please, please, Q, won't you make an exception?"
"My name isn't Q," I responded. The Pantoran scrunched her eyebrows in confusion.
"The sign outside says Q's tattoos," the human female chirped from the back.
"Q's my boss," I countered. "I'm her apprentice." Their mouths formed small O's when they realized the truth. "Anyway, parlor's closed. Sorry, you'll have to come back tomorrow." I tried turning away. Maybe that would signal to them it was time to move along, but the Twi'lek wouldn't have it. He leaned across the counter. "Listen, pal. Kip. Guess they're not going anywhere, so might as well give them my name.
Listen, Kip. Most of us joined the rebellion way back in the beginning, and we've been through the thick of it. Seen things you can't imagine hold up here in this parlor, safe on Coruscant. We'd like to get something to honor our dead friends by. This crest, the symbol of hope, the one that freed the galaxy. So if you wouldn't mind doing a favor for a couple of rebel heroes, we'd like to get tattoos."
"Asshole. Yeah, I'm not dealing with this today." "We're closed," I said once more, and with that, I turned from the four of them and headed to the back. "Insult me and then expect me to give you exactly what you want? No way, not today." I could hear them muttering in the front, but I didn't care. I just wanted to close up shop and get home, pop a Portillo bun in the oven and down some ale until I fell asleep. It was sure to be another late night of celebrating in the city, and while choosing an apartment located in the up-and-coming part of the Arts District had been a great idea at the time, for the past week the street had unfortunately become a center for the festivities. So, the oblivion the alcohol provided was the best chance I had to get some rest. I finished up cleaning the tools in the back. I hadn't heard the front door open, so I assumed the rebel heroes were still in the parlor. "Just keep ignoring them, Kip, and they'll eventually go away." Only they didn't. Instead, I heard a knock on the wall and looked up to see the Pantoran smiling at me. I shook my head. "You people really don't listen."
"What's that?"
she asked, pointing at my forearm. I looked down. It was a tattoo, one of the Runi crest. My family's crest. A tattoo. I didn't want to go into detail, but she had other plans. She grabbed my arm, holding it up so she could get a better look at it.
"That's not just any kind of tattoo. It's a special one, special to you and where you come from, like these."
She pointed to the gold markings on her blue face. There was something in her kind eyes that compelled me to share, to be honest. I nodded. "It's my family's crest." She sat down on a stool, waiting for me to continue. On my homeworld, Leptas, family crests mean everything. Their status, currency, your whole identity.
Does everyone get a tattoo of their family crest?
No. I paused, remembering why I'd gotten the tattoo in the first place. Did I want to explain? Did I want to relive those memories? She leaned in, eager for me to continue, and I felt that same pull to keep sharing. I got it to remember them. They died a year ago. An accident in our town's spaceport. I had already moved to Coruscant, and I couldn't afford the trip home. So on the day of their funeral, I got this tattoo. The Pantoran's expression had changed to one of sympathy. She reached out and placed a hand over mine.
These, she referenced the gold tattoos on her face, symbolize my family. They were visiting Alderaan 4 years ago. I was on Yavin, learning the ropes, a rookie in the Rebel Alliance. Those 3 moon jockeys out there became my family that horrible day. Them and everyone else in the Rebellion.
She removed her hand from mine, but still held my gaze. Then she pointed again at the patch on her jacket's shoulder.
This symbol means everything to me.
It's your family crest, I finished. She nodded.
It's our family crest.
I glanced behind her and could see the other rebels huddled close, muttering to each other. Then I looked back at the Pantoran. She gave me one more small smile, and I sighed. Let me prep my station. She leaped to her feet and pulled me into a hug.
Thank you, thank you. This means so much to us. Thank you, Keep.
She pranced back to the front of the parlor, sharing the good news with her friends. I tuned them out and turned back to my station. As I laid out the tools I had just carefully packed away, my eye caught my family's crest inked on my arm. The ferocious Willernet in mid-roar, the Lepta tree blossoming behind it. As soon as I was ready for them, the rebels piled into the back room. The Twi'lek was the first one up. He asked for the crest in bright red on his chest to stand out against his green skin. The human female was next, and she asked for a small tattoo on her wrist, right where she could look at it every day and remember their heroics and those they lost. The human male, a silent, gruff fellow, asked for the tattoo to wrap around his neck. I had never done a neck tattoo of this size before, and I have to say, I'm quite pleased with how it turned out. I took an image scan to add to my portfolio. The Pantoran was last, and she asked for the tattoo on her ribcage, to keep her found family close to her heart, always. It took no more than an hour to complete all 4 tattoos. Then they paid me the credits, along with a gracious tip, and headed on their merry way. I likely never see them again, as is the case with many who spontaneously come looking for a drunken tattoo. They happened upon this parlor randomly, intending only to make quick use of their liquid courage before embarking on another wild night of celebrations. You've said to me in the past, Q, that each tattoo we give is a gift to those who request it. Usually, reminding them of a lost family member, or a lover, or a moment of inspiration. I never understood your romanticism of something as silly as ink etched on skin. But that was until today. Until that Pantoran showed me that this crest on my arm, my family's crest, is a gift. One I draw strength from, courage from, hope from. And the crest now on the rebels' skins, it will be one they too draw strength, courage, and hope from. So no, Q, this is not at all how I thought my night would go. But I guess I'm kind of glad this is how it ended. I still have a lot to learn before I'm ready to go off on my own. But maybe my next lessons will be taught by the beings who walk through those doors. Hell, even the ones who stumble in too.
When the entry ended, I looked around the parlor, trying to picture that night. The night when everything changed. I saw the rebel heroes waltzing into the shop, smiling and laughing. I saw Grumpy Kip standing at the counter, a frown on his face. I saw the Pantoran follow him to the back. I saw the rebels huddled around Kip as he worked. My comm chimed, interrupting my thoughts. It was time to go, but there was so much I wanted to ask Kip. Reluctantly, I stood to my feet, set the data pad on the counter, and left the shop. As I did, the neon sign caught my eye. Starbird Tattoos. Not Q's Tattoos. I couldn't help but smile. Kip was right. That was the night when everything changed for him. But I still have so many questions about his journey. I don't know where Q is now. I don't know how the shop came into Kip's possession. There's so much missing. That's the trouble with stories sometimes. We will never have the full picture. But we have moments. And no matter how seemingly meaningless, they're each powerful in their own ways. These flashes of life are monumental moments that can shape a person for good or worse. Four drunk rebel fighters were Kip's moment. A month later, I received a small package at the office. I opened it, and inside, I found a data chip along with a message. For you, Nene, teller of stories. I slipped the chip into my data pad and heard Kip's voice, entry 313.
This is not at all how.
Hey, Lannis, what's the story for episode 8? My boss called out across the office. I glanced down at my tattooed wrist. Nene, storyteller. Then I looked back up at her. Just got it. Thanks for joining me, Lannis Locke, your host for another episode of Beings of the Galaxy, a Beyond the Outer Rim Holomag production, bringing you the stories of the everyday people who make up our galaxy far, far away. We'll see you next time.